The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Habloim, today we're going to be learning Siman Nun Gimel. The Kitzer title, Siman Nun Gimel, Din Rotev U'Mashke Shel Peiros V'Yerokos. The halacha of liquids of fruits and vegetables. If someone makes a soup out of fruits or vegetables or draws liquid, he squeezes them, what would be the halacha of these liquids? Let's see halacha Aleph. Kol ha-peiros v'yerokos shesochtan. Any fruits or vegetables that he squeezed them, v'hotzi mehen mashkin, and he extracted liquids from them. Mevarech al ha-mashkin shehakol. He makes the bracha shehakol on the liquids. The liquid extracted from a fruit or a vegetable is not considered to be a pri, it's not considered to be a fruit. It's considered to be, in the Gemara's terminology, zeya is considered to be a byproduct of the fruit, but not the fruit itself. V'chein devash hazav min atmarim. And similarly, if one would have honey that flows out of dates, the honey which is extracted from dates is considered shakol, it's not the fruit itself. Ki ein hamashkin nikras pri, because the liquid is not considered to be the fruit itself. Rak hayayin v'shemen zayis, with the exception of wine and olive oil. Only the wine from grapes and the olive oil from olives is considered to be a pri, is considered to be the fruit. But by other liquids, it's not considered to be the fruit itself, it's considered to be a byproduct which is not the fruit. And therefore, by everything besides wine or olive oil, the bracha would be shakol. The Kitzur continues, v'hayayin shehu chashuv ma'od, with regards to wine, which is very significant, very important, kavu lo bracha miyuchedes, Chazal instituted a special bracha. Chazal gave the dedicated bracha, borei pri agafen. Not only did Chazal treat wine like the peri, like the grape, to get the bracha of ha'etz, they gave it even more chashivas, even more importance, to give it its own special bracha of ha'gofen. V'shemen zayis shu gamkin chashuv, with regards to olive oil, which is also important, which is significant because of the chashivas, the importance of olive oil. Im nehenem min menu b'kinin, if he is nana, if he gains from it in such a way that he would have to make the bracha, he would make the bracha of Bori Priya Eitz. What the Kitz is referring to is that we will see later in Siman Nun Dalet Halacha Ches that it's not so simple. One would make the bracha ha'etz on olive oil. There he'll talk about different details about when one makes the bracha of ha'etz on olive oil. Sometimes we say it's mazik, it can be damaging just to take straight olive oil. Therefore, he's referring to you to that later discussion. So, the halacha is, what the kids are saying over here is that by grapes, the wine is so chashuv, so important, that it gets its own bracha, it gets the bracha of hagafen. Olive oil, assuming that the person consumed it in a way which is not damaging to himself, and that the shemen zayis, the olive oil, is the ikar, is the main part of the drink, it would get the bracha of the olives, it would be ha'etz. And by other liquids, it would be shehakol, it would not be like the fruit itself. Let's see, halacha beis. Peiros she'en darkam lebishol, ela lo'achlan chayin. Fruits that are not normally cooked, rather they're eaten raw. In bishlam mevarech al rotev shehakol, if one cooked these fruits, he makes a bracha shehakol on the liquid. Because they're normally eaten raw, they're not normally cooked for the liquids, the liquid is considered to be zeya, a byproduct of the fruit, not the fruit itself, and it's shehakol. Avaperos shidarkam liyavshim ulevashlam. However, with regards to fruit, which is normally dehydrated, it's dried and it's cooked. Vehem shchichim lerov, and their shchiach there easily found. Venatilu adaita dahachi, and they're planted for the sake of cooking them and making a soup, a fruit soup or a vegetable soup from these fruits or vegetables. In bishlam kedei lechol haperos, if he cooked it in order to eat the fruit, v'gamlishtos esarotev, he also wants to drink the soup of the fruit. Mevarech al harotev bori priya eitz, he makes a bracha bori priya eitz on the liquid. If the fruit or the vegetable is something which is normally cooked and it's considered normal to cook this fruit for the broth or the juice that the fruit is cooked in, the bracha would be ha'etz. Va'afilo eno ochel min haperos, even if he's not eating from the fruits. Even though he's not eating the fruits, he took out the fruits and he's just eating the soup. Because the soup is from a fruit or a vegetable which is normally cooked for its broth, the halacha is that the broth or the soup gets the bracha of the fruit or vegetable itself. The kisa continues, v'chein kitniyos v'yirakos, and similarly, if one would have beans, legumes, or vegetables, v'makom shedarkam levashlam, in a situation where it's normal to cook them, la'achlam v'gam lishto sarotev, that it's normal to eat the vegetable and also consume the soup, the vegetable soup that they were cooked in. Mevarech al harotev bori pri adama, he makes a bracha bori pri adama on the soup. Va'afilo eno ochel min hamachal, even if he doesn't eat the vegetables, just the broth itself from vegetables which are normally cooked would be ha'adama like the vegetables. The kitzur explains himself. Why is it that the broth of the fruits or vegetables, when they're normally cooked, the bracha would be ha'etz or ha'adama like the fruits or vegetables? V'hachilek shebein zeh l'mashakosav b'sif aleph, the distinction between this case and the halacha of sif aleph. In sif aleph we say if one juiced a fruit, if he squeezed a fruit, the bracha is shakol. Why is it that when if one were to juice a fruit, the bracha is shakol, but if one were to cook the fruit or the vegetable, and it's normal to cook that fruit or vegetable, that the broth becomes ha'etz or ha'adama, like the fruit or vegetable? Why is cooking the fruit and drinking the broth different than juicing the fruit? Juicing the fruit is shakol. Cooking the fruit for the broth or the vegetable for the broth, if it's normal, would be ha'adama or ha'etz. So the Kitzur explains, Yesh omrim mishum dahasam en darkan bekach. There are those that say that when one juices a fruit, it's talking about a fruit which is not normal. Lischores aperos or yirakos. It's not normal to squeeze the fruits or the vegetables. Lahotzi memeim, to extract their juices. V'hacha darkam bekachen. And in this case, it's talking about a case where it's normal. According to this first approach, this is the opinion of the Rashba. The Rashba is the commentary on the Gemara Brachos, who explains this distinction, that when you have something which is normally used for its juices, whether it's normally used to extract the juice through squeezing, or it's normally cooked to get the soup form of the liquid of that fruit or vegetable, if it's normally used for its juice or its soup, then the bracha would be ha'etz or ha'adama, like the fruit itself. If it's not normally used for the juice or the soup, then the bracha would be shahakol. That's the distinction that the Rashba makes. The Kitzur continues, V'yesh omrim, there are those that say, that what's the distinction between the fruit soup, which is ha'etz, or the vegetable soup, which is ha'adama, and the juice of the fruit, which is shahakol. Mishim diyoser nichnas tam hapri v'hayerek b'mayim, because the taste of the fruit or vegetable goes more into the water shemevashlin osim b'hem, that they cook the fruit or vegetable in, me'ashir hu b'mashkish azov mehen, more than the liquid that comes out of them. This is the opinion of the commentary of the Rosh. The Rosh makes the distinction that when one juices a fruit, we don't see the juice as being the fruit itself. It's a byproduct of the fruit. But when one would cook the fruit or vegetable, because he's removing the taste from the fruit or the vegetable and putting it into the broth or the soup that he's cooking it in, when one extracts that taste through cooking, that's considered to be the taste of the fruit itself. So those are the two approaches in the commentaries. The Rashba distinguishes between if it was normal to juice the fruit or to cook the fruit, then it's ha'itz or ha'adama by a vegetable. If it's not normal, it's shehakol. If it's not normal to juice it or to cook it, that's the first opinion. And the second opinion is the Rosh, that the distinction we make is when a person juices a fruit, that is not the fruit itself. When he cooks the fruit or vegetable, that is considered to be the taste of the fruit or the vegetable going into the water. The Kitzur continues, Aval im ein kavanas habishal rak bishvil haperos o hayarakos. However, if the intention of the cooking is not for the sake of the soup, but it's for the sake of the fruit or the vegetables. If one cooked them for the sake of enhancing the fruit or the vegetables, azai then kisheino ochel min haperos v'hayirakos, when he doesn't eat the fruits or the vegetables, elashosa esarotze, rather he drinks the soup levad, just the soup. Mavarach shahakol makes the bracha of shahakol. What the Kitzur is saying is like this: if one were to cook fruits and vegetables to enhance the fruits and vegetables, if he ate the fruits and vegetables with the broth, he would just make the bracha of ha'adama. If he ate everything together, he would make the bracha of ha'adama on the vegetable or ha'etz on the fruit, and then the rotev, the soup, is considered to be a tofel, is considered to be secondary to the main food of the fruit or the vegetable, and the bracha of the fruit or vegetable would exempt the broth. However, if he's eating the broth separately, because the broth wasn't cooked for the sake of the broth, of having the soup, rather was cooked for the sake of enhancing the fruits of the vegetables, so halachically, we don't see the broth as being the same status as the fruits or the vegetables, because it wasn't cooked for the broth, rather was only sort of a secondary outcome of cooking the fruits and vegetables to enhance the fruits of the vegetables. Therefore, the bracha would be shehakol if he's only eating the soup, and it was extracted by cooking the fruits and vegetables just for the sake of enhancing the fruit or the vegetable. The Kitzur continues, v'im bishlan im basar, if he cooked the fruits or the vegetables with meat, and he had broth, biyachad, if he cooked it together with meat, afilu im kavanas habishlal gam bishvil harotev, even if the intention of the cooking is for the sake of the broth, he will always make a bracha shehakol on the broth, because the main taste of this dish is the meat. If one cooked fruits and vegetables with meat, even though let's say it's normal to cook these fruits and vegetables for their broth, but when there's a taste of the meat also in this dish, we do not see the broth as being an extension of the fruit or the vegetables, rather is considered to be that the strong taste of the meat sort of takes over this broth. And we look at the broth as being like the meat, and therefore the broth will be shehakol if it was cooked with meat. Let's see halacha gimel. Peros shesharam o bishlam rak bishvil harotev. Peros that were soaked or cooked just to make a drink or a beverage from the fruit of the vegetable, mevarach alav shehakol, one would make the bracha of shehakol. And the Kitzur gives examples. V'lachein, and therefore mevarachin al kafa v'alti shehakol. Therefore, this is the Yiddish is similar to the English, the bracha on coffee or tea is shehakol, because the point of the beverage is to make a drink. If the point of cooking up the coffee beans or the tea leaves is to make a drink, the bracha would be shehakol, because it's a beverage. V'chein ala shechar, and similarly by beer, when one makes beer from different types of fruits, bein shehu mitumarim, whether the beer was made from dates, bein shehu misarim, whether the beer was made from barley, because the purpose of the soaking or the cooking of the fruits or the vegetables or the tea leaves or the coffee was for the sake of making a beverage, always the halacha on a beverage would be shehakol. In terms of these halachas of the soups and fruit juices, if you look on the website of Kitza 365, there's an article about fruit and vegetable juice discussing these halachas of the extract of fruits and vegetables. Let's see halacha dalad. Yirokos operos shekovshin osn b'mayim. Vegetables or fruits that are soaked in water, sheyischam, so that they should become mechumutz, they should become pickled. Af al pi should darken pikach, even though it's normal to pickle these fruits or vegetables. Kigon gherkin. Like, gherkin is similar to the English gherkin. Ugurkis is cucumbers. Rata ribbon is rhubarb. Tzivikol is a gourd. Burekis is beets. Kreut is like sauerkraut, is cabbage. You have fruits or vegetables that are normally pickled. Mikol makom ein mevarchen al harotev kiyem shehakol. Nevertheless, even though it's normal to pickle these fruits and vegetables, still, even though we learned before that if it's normal to cook fruits and vegetables or to soak them, the soup would be the bracha, the fruit of the vegetable. In these cases, the bracha would be shehakol. Again, mikol makom ein mevarchen al harotev kiyem shehakol. Nevertheless, in this case, the bracha would be shehakol on the soup or the liquid. Even though the taste of the vegetable or the fruit goes into the liquid, mikol makom, nevertheless, hol ve'ein ikur hakvisha b'shvil shegitnu tam b'mayim, because the purpose of the soaking is not that they should give taste to the water. The purpose of soaking, let's say, cabbage to make sauerkraut, is not to make a water that has the taste of cabbage. Rather, it's that the fruits themselves or the vegetables themselves should be made better through the soaking. When a person soaks these vegetables in a solution, so then he makes them pickled, and now the vegetable itself tastes better. Lachin mevarchin rak shehakol. Therefore, the bracha would only be shehakol. Similar to what we said in Halacha Beis, where the purpose of the pickling is not for the liquid, rather it's for the sake of the fruit itself, or the vegetable itself, then the liquid it was soaked in would not get the halacha of the fruit of the vegetable. It would always be shehakol. The Kitzur continues. But nevertheless, if he ate the vegetable first, he made the bracha bori pri adama on the vegetable, and afterwards he wants to drink the liquid. Let's say he was eating sauerkraut, he made a bracha adama on the pickled cabbage, the sauerkraut, and now he wants to drink the liquid that it was pickled in. Yesh safek, there's ambiguity in halacha, im sorach levarach al harotev, if he needs to make a bracha on the soup, on the liquid, Kishama Yatsa Birkas Bari Prihadama, because maybe he was exempted with the bracha of Bari Prihadama Gamal Harotiv, even on the liquid. Lachin Lo Yasakin, therefore he should not do this. What the Kitzur means is the following. If a person has, let's just take the example of the sauerkraut, which is a more common example. A person has cabbage, which is pickled. Now he makes sauerkraut, and he wants to drink the liquid. According to the opinion of the Rosh that we mentioned before, that anything which is cooked or soaked with the vegetable gets the bracha of that vegetable. So in this case, where he pickled the sauerkraut in this liquid, even though he wasn't intending for the liquid, rather he wanted to improve the cabbage to make into sauerkraut, because it was either cooked or soaked together, then the taste of the cabbage goes into the liquid. And therefore, even though he wasn't intending for the liquid, it would be ha'adamba. According to the Rashba that we mentioned before, according to the Rashba that says it has to be that it's normal to cook this fruit or vegetable for the soup. According to that opinion of the Rashba, it would only get the bracha of the fruit or the vegetable if the intention was to eat the soup also. But if the intention was only to improve the fruit or the vegetable, it would be shahakol. So because that machlokas, that difference of opinion before, would apply in this case, where one pickled, let's say, cabbage to make sauerkraut, on the one hand, according to the Rosh, the taste went into the liquid, and it would be ha'adama, according to the Rosh. But according to the Rashba, because it wasn't done for the liquid, it was done just to improve the sauerkraut, according to the Rashba, it would not be ha'adama, it's shahakol. So therefore, if one had a situation where he made ha'adama on the sauerkraut, and then he wants to drink the liquid, it's questionable if the hadama would exempt the liquid. Therefore, he should not eat the sauerkraut and then afterwards eat the liquid or drink the liquid. What he should do is either eat them together. If he eats everything together, then the bracha of hadama on the sauerkraut would exempt the liquid because it's a tafel. Or he should refrain from drinking that liquid if he wants to have it separately. He should have it at some other time where he hadn't made a hadama first, because if he made hadama first on the sauerkraut and then separately he drank that liquid, it's questionable in halacha if he exempted it with the hadama. Let's see halacha, hey. V'chein peros v'yarakos v'kitnius. And similarly, with regards to fruits or vegetables or beans, v'kadomeh, things that are similar, shebishlam b'mashke, that he cooked it in a liquid sheyesh lo tam ba'atzmusa, that if the liquid has a taste of its own, if one were to pickle different fruits or vegetables in a liquid that has taste, it's not water, it has something which has its own taste. Kugon b'chometz, like in vinegar, or b'borscht, is like the word we're familiar with, that's like a beet soup, or b'chalav, or with milk. If the liquid that it was cooked in or soaked in had a taste of its own, it wasn't water, mavarchan ala rotiv shahakol, the bracha would be shahakol on the liquid, that any time the liquid has its own taste, even though if it had been water, if you followed the guidelines before, it would have been ha'adama in a case where the fruits and vegetables were cooked in this water. But where the liquid is something like the Kitzur is mentioning, borscht or vinegar or milk, it would not get the bracha of the fruits and vegetables, it would be shahakol. V'yamachal tchila es hamachal, if he ate the food first, let's say the fruit or the vegetable that he was pickling in borscht, for example, yesh safik, this halachic doubt, halachic ambiguity, im in harotiv niftara b'bracha zos, if the soup is not exempted with this bracha. But the Kitzur means is the following. It's not clear in halacha if this distinction is a distinction in halacha. Do we distinguish between water and other liquids that have taste, like vinegar, borscht, or milk? If it's not a distinction in halacha, then if one had fruits or vegetables that are normally pickled with this liquid, and he wants it for the sake of the liquid, the bracha would be ha'adama, even though it has a taste of its own. There's room in halacha to say to not make this distinction. There's room in halacha to say that even with vinegar or borscht or milk, it would get the bracha of the fruit of the vegetable if it's normal to be cooked or pickled in this liquid. On the other hand, one could make this distinction that the Kitzur is making, that if it has a taste of its own, it would always be shahakol, even though it's a case that if it was water, it would be hadama, but by these liquids that have a taste of their own, it would be shahakol. Therefore, if one just ate the soup, the bracha would be shahakol. Because of this doubt in halacha, is it hadama or shahakol, one makes shahakol, because that way he's definitely yotze, he definitely would be exempt with the bracha of shahakol. But if he made the bracha of hadama, then there's a possibility to exempt the soup, and therefore either he should eat the soup with the vegetable, in which case the soup would be a tafel, or he should refrain from eating it separately from the vegetable. Had he first made ha'adama on the vegetable, he wants to eat the soup separately, he should refrain from eating it at a time that he had first made the bracha of ha'adama. Let's see halacha vav. Tzimukin shiyesh behen lechluchas kol kach. Raisins that have so much juice, shim hayudarchin osam yetzim mehem divshon. If they would press them, if they would squeeze them, the divash, the sweetness, the honey, literally, would come out from these raisins. We're discussing when a person took raisins, he wanted to make raisin wine, when does the liquid get the halacha of the raisins to become raisin wine and become hagafen? So if the raisins are so sweet that one could press them and still get sweetness out of them. Im katsham, if he crushed them up, the shara osim b'mayim, and then he soaked them in water, the tzorach shtiya, for the sake of making a drink, the lo tzorach achilas hatzimukin, he's not doing it for the sake of eating raisins, he's doing it for the sake of making a drink. Im shara shlosha yamim vitosis, if he soaked it for 3 days and it began to ferment, ula'acha shlosha yamim, and after 3 days, ira mehem es hamashka l'kliyacha, he poured out the liquid to another keli, to another receptacle, hare mashkezu yayin gomer, this drink would be considered wine. If one took the raisins, they still have sweetness in them, they still have the liquid of the grapes is still inside the raisins, and he soaked it for 3 days, and now it started fermenting. He has just created wine, and therefore the bracha would be hagafen. The Kitzur says, Mavarchan Allah Bori Pi Hagafen. We would make the bracha of Bori Pi Hagafen. Ula'acharav bracha main shalosh. Afterwards, one would make the bracha main shalosh, the bracha of Ala Gefen Vapi Hagefen, which is one bracha which includes the aspects of the first three brachos of Birkas HaMazon, he would make that bracha, Allah Gefen V'Alpi HaGefen, on this raisin wine. If it fermented for 3 days, and there was liquid, basically grape juice coming out of these raisins, it's like he made wine by fermenting it for 3 days. Whenever we need a cup of wine, we are yotzi, we are exempted from the obligation of having wine. With this type of a raisin wine, it's like wine in halacha. Utrichen liros sheyuatzi mukin yose mechelik shishas shibamayim. He has to be careful that the amount of raisins in the liquid is more than a sixth of the water. In order for this to be considered wine in halacha, there has to be at least 1/6. That if there's 6 parts of water, then the raisins has to be bigger than 1 of the 6 parts of water. Umisharin is hatzimukin k'mo shehayu b'lachusin. We see the size of the raisins k'mo shehayu b'lachusin, like they were when they were moist. Kodem shen is yavshu, before they were dehydrated. We look at the fresh raisins before they were dehydrated. We see how big they were. If the amount of volume of liquid coming out of them is more than 1/6 of the amount of water in this mixture, in this liquid, that would be considered wine. and the bracha would be Hagafen. The Kitzur explains, V'davka kishinasa ayidei shriya, it's specifically when it was made through soaking, that he soaked the raisins in this liquid. Aval bishal hatzimukin b'mayim, but if he just cooked the raisins in water without soaking it and letting it ferment, eno na'ase yayin ayidei habishal, it does not become wine through cooking. If he merely just cooks the raisins without letting it sit for 3 days and fermenting, that is not considered wine. It has to be that he let the mixture sit for 3 days, that the raisins sat in water for 3 days, it started fermenting. And then as long as the volume of raisins is more than a sixth of the amount of water in this mixture, it would get the halacha of wine. The imshara obishal esatzimukin, if he soaked or cooked the raisins, adas lechol gamis hatzimukin, if for the sake and the intention of eating the raisins, he was not intending to make a drink like wine. Rather, if he was intending to make a food, he was eating raisins with this liquid, but he wanted to eat the raisins. Yesh kamis fekus bebracha shalom mashke. There are many doubts about the bracha on this liquid. And in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Beis, if Yud Aleph, he talks about this case. So that concludes Siman Nun Gimel.